I know you and Coach Bantam are kind of sharing duties for boys and girls this year, aren't you?
Yes, we are.
And, of course, you guys have been doing this for a long time. That's no big deal. You guys have been coaches for a long time. And you guys help each other a lot, girls and boys both, don't you?
Yeah, we do. I mean, we have, you know, official titles or whatever. But, yeah, it's a lot of just using each other's strengths and working together.
Exactly right. Now, you always like to have a few more kids out. That's always the case. But numbers-wise, girls and boys this year, what's it look like for you?
We're, I think, at 12 girls and 13 boys. So there's a few more that we would like, but it's not awful.
Hey, you've got those kids that want to be out for the sport, and they're going to work for you and do their best and try to get some medals each and every meet, won't they?
That's what I tell them that first meeting, that I realize that not everybody loves track as much as I do. But as long as they're out there because they want to, you know, work hard and get better for the sports that they do love or whatever their reasoning may be, then I'm excited to work with them.
Got to start with the boys side first, Kelly, because I know Cale Garrett is a young man now, hard to believe, is a junior, and we watched him since he's a freshman do well in cross country and track and field. He's gotten better every single year, and that's going to be the case. I bet you he is going to go past and PR. He wouldn't be surprised in the quarter, the 800, the distances. He's I'm sure expecting a big year for himself, isn't he?
He is. Yeah, he doesn't do a winter sport, so he's been looking ahead at track since we finished with cross and, you know, trying to figure out what he thinks he can do in those individual events and which ones he wants to do, and he's got big goals.
I'm not for sure what your school records is some of those events from the 400 to the 3200 meter run, but if he doesn't have them, I'm sure he's wanting to get them by the time he's done next year.
He's about a second and a half off the 4 record. Our 2-mile record is just over 10 flat. It's Roger Farr. But in talking with Roger, he will be surprised if Cale doesn't take his name off the record board by the end of next year.
And I remember Roger back in the day, very, very, very good runner. So, he posted some really, really good numbers back in the day, didn't he?
He did.
How about the rest of your boys? Who's some other, throw some names out, some kids who really will compete well for you?
Mason Robley qualified in the high jump last year as a freshman, and he has looked really good in his other sports so far this year, so I'm excited to see what that, you know, freshman to sophomore growth looks like for him. And same with some of our other sophomores, you know, those boys have been asked to do a lot because of our low numbers in a lot of sports, and so, you know, it'll be good for them to not be low man on the totem pole everywhere. You know, Ethan Brown, Peyton Newcomb, Aiden Jones is a senior, and he had some good vaults last year, but in the district we're in, you're going to have to hit automatic if you want to go. So he's been really close to that number, and I know he's put in a lot of time since last year, so I'm hoping that he has a good year for us.
Yeah, because you got the Bertrand vaulters, two guys back. I know Southwest brings a vaulter back. So he went 12 feet last year. I'm sure he no question, 13 plus. He wants to clear, I'm sure, that height this year, doesn't he?
Yeah, he's definitely got his eye on those automatic numbers and knowing that we have to perform at districts in order, because, yeah, he was really close last year, but
On the ladies' side, Kelly, of course, boy, you had a couple of seniors last year, did some great things, and Kylie Rose and Stella Heapy, and boy, those young ladies were fun to watch. They scored a lot of points for you the last couple of years, didn't they?
They did, yeah. It's going to look a lot different without them on the track for us, but they're both, you know, doing well at their respective sports in college, and so paid off for them to run.
How about some of the other young ladies? Throw some names out. Who's going to do some good things to score well for you this year?
I'm really excited to see what Remy Stout can do. She's another one that, you know, had some good throws. She was, I think her best discus last year was 108, but we were in a really tough district again there. And we still, you know, you return Kennedy Bailey from Dundee County. But then with Southern Valley moving to Class C, that helps Remy out, hopefully, to get Bryn Bailey out of there and Tori Bowes. But so I'm excited to see her. You know, she looks strong in volleyball and basketball this year, so I'm hoping that that translates. And I'm also excited to see what her little sister does for us this year.
Yeah, Oakley was fun to watch in volleyball and basketball. And what's she going to do? Is she going to be a thrower too in track?
I don't think so. She, you know, in junior high, we did a lot of different things with her and tried a lot of different things. I think we will probably make her a horizontal jumper and then maybe a long sprint to mid-distance person, but we'll see. She checks a lot of boxes on the what would you like to try, so...
Do you have a lot of underclassmen, freshmen, sophomores kind of getting their feet wet for the first time in track and field?
We do. We're, you know, I think of our 12 girls, 8 of them are either freshmen or sophomores. So we've got a lot of young ones still trying to figure out what they think they're best at. A lot of them that, you know, maybe tried something last year and went, you know, I don't know if that's really what I want to do. So maybe we'll try something else this year. Zoe Trimble is going to vault for us. Which will be, she's put in some work at vault camps this, you know, summer and winter. So I'm excited to see her just be another year stronger than she was in junior high.
Well, that's terrific. You got some kids want to get out there and see what they can do, try some new events, something like that, and you're going to get things started. I think you still have another week, and Southern Valley Invite, I do believe, is number one on your list. Is that right?
It is, yep. Yeah, we don't do any indoor meets this coming week. We just, we'll start at Southern Valley on the 28th, so.
Of course, you'll have your own invite scheduled down in Cambridge once again coming up in April. I think you and Coach Bannum would agree that the conference was so fun to watch last year. And when it came to individual invites, your RPAC meet's going to be at Sutherland. That's going to be dynamite. Your district's going to be over at Bertrand. Boy, the conference was just loaded with talent. And that should be the case again coming up this year as well.
It should, yeah. It, you know, like we talked about Kylie Rose, like she was good. And she's not touching some of those other girls in our conference. Like, just to be able to watch people like that compete is fantastic. And yeah, they, you know, they represent the RPAC well, even, you know, when we on the state level. And I'm, you know, really, as much as, you know, it's frustrating from a coach standpoint to be against them, it's really fun to watch some of the athletes we have in the RPAC right now.
I think watching her, I know, race against all the sprinters. I mean, she had a sprint field every invite she went to involving some of those RPAC teams. You knew the girls' sprint field was just loaded and was going to be very competitive.
Yeah, definitely. You know, when you look at the number of, you know, girls in the RPAC that either hold or at one point in time last year held state records in the sprints is ridiculous.